FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
We see what's shaking in the outer limits. Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We'd like to start off the big scary news with some sad news from the world of sports and entertainment. Jim Myers, better known as WWE Hall of Famer George the Animal Steel, has passed away at the age of 79. Debuting way back in 1967, George Steel gained notoriety and popularity as the Animal, a hairy green-tongued human monster that ate turnbuckle pads, became infatuated with female valets like Miss Elizabeth, and carried around a bald My Pet Monster that looked like him. His highest profile match included challenging Macho Man Randy Savage for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania II, as well as being ringside for one of the greatest matches of all time, Savage vs. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat at WrestleMania III. Steel was a true star of pop culture, becoming a reference on Seinfeld, and appearing as wrestler-turned-actor Tor Johnson in Tim Burton's Ed Wood. The Big Scary Show sends its condolences to the family, friends, and fans of Jim Myers and offers up this moment of silence. We have this from Days of the Dead, Indianapolis. It is with great honor that we announce legendary monster actor Haruya Nakajima to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening June 30th through July 2nd at the Wyndham Indianapolis West. Widely considered to be the best actor ever to play Godzilla, Nakajima personified the King of the Monsters from the 1950s through the 70s, including the first film in the long-running series in 1954. In addition to Godzilla, Nakajima would also embody an unprecedented number of notable movie monsters, including Rodan, Mogera in The Mysterians, Varan the Unbelievable, Mothra, Matango, Baragon in Frankenstein Conquers the World, Gaia in War of the Gargantuans, and even King Kong in King Kong Escapes. His impressive body of film work also includes appearances in Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai and The Hidden Fortress. We're just getting started with many more guest announcements to come for our seventh year in the city that started it all, Indianapolis. Tickets for Days of the Dead Indianapolis are on sale now at daysofthedead.net. We have some more convention news from Crypticon in Seattle, Washington. Crypticon Seattle is delighted to welcome Miguel A. Nunez Jr. to the convention next May. Best known to horror fans for his standout performances in genre classics The Return of the Living Dead and Friday the 13th, A New Beginning, Miguel has appeared in over 100 film and television projects, including roles in Life, Street Fighter, Juana Man, Tour of Duty, Leprechaun 4, In Space, Scooby-Doo the Movie, Kickin' It Old School, and many more. Keep up with all the latest news as Crypticon celebrates its 10th anniversary, May 5th through the 7th at the Doubletree Hotel in Seattle. Visit CrypticonSeattle.com for all the information. We have this news from the Scares That Care Charity Crab Feast in Baltimore, Maryland. Please join us Saturday, March 18th from 8 p.m. to midnight for Scares That Care's first ever charity crab feast. Tickets are only $55 a person and include all-you-can-eat crabs, pit ham and beef, beer, soda, and an array of other foods and goodies. We will have lots of door prizes and other fun raffles. STC's very own Scaryoke King Joe Carroll will be DJing this event at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, 6526 Hollabird Avenue in Baltimore. Come out for some food and fun, Scares That Care style. Tickets are available at scaresatcare.ticketly.com/scares-that-care-crab-feast. And more information about this very worthy charity can be found at scaresthatcare.org. Here's some haunted attraction news from the Wicked Haunted Attraction in Hookerton, North Carolina. Hey everybody, we have some big news. We've decided that we'll be opening a Woods Trail next year. Guys, we are already planning for next season, and trust me when I tell you, it's gonna be wicked. If you came to see us last year, you haven't seen anything yet. So who's ready for The Wicked? Get more info and follow their progress on their Facebook page, facebook.com/The Wicked Haunted House. Here's a little bit of news from the Northwest Haunters Association. If you're planning on being at the West Coast Haunters Convention May 12th through the 14th, you'll need to stop by the Northwest Haunters Association booth because we're having our second annual raffle. If you'd like to donate, message them or send them an email to info@nwhaunters.com and they'll send you their proposal. First update announcement for the 2017 NWHA raffle is happening at the West Coast Haunters Convention. So far, these awesome vendors have donated to the raffle to be held at the West Coast Haunters Convention May 13th. Fright Props, Distortions Unlimited, Froggy's Fog, Sinister Creations, I Love FX Makeup, Sinful Audio, Midnight Syndicate, Haunted Treasures, and Spider Hill Prop Works. You can check out all the prizes they've donated on our website anytime. Some have confirmed they will donate, just not what yet. Check out their Facebook pages, give them a call, like them, and all that. Get more information at nwhaunters.com/nwha-raffle-2017. We have a little music news from our friend Wednesday 13. We're so excited to finally announce that we have signed with Nuclear Blast Records and our new album, Condolences, is set for release on June 2nd. It's an honor for us to be on the roster among so many other great bands and friends. Thanks to Nuclear Blast for giving us the opportunity and our fans for your undying support. We're looking forward for many more years of this with all of you. Keep up with all the latest Wednesday 13 goings on at www.officialwednesdaythenumber13.com. Louisville Convention News from Horror Hound in Cincinnati. We are excited to reveal that we have confirmed that Keegan Connor Tracy will be attending Horror Hound Weekend, Cincinnati, this March 17th through the 19th at the Sharonville Convention Center. Keegan Connor Tracy may be a very familiar person for fans of TV, having recently starred in the hit ABC series Once Upon a Time as Mother Superior and the Blue Fairy. For those of us excited about the upcoming Bates Motel reunion at Horror Hound Weekend, Keegan's appearance should excite as she portrayed Miss Watson opposite Norman Bates. Additionally, Keegan has appeared in a number of episodes of The Magicians on the Sci-Fi Channel, and you could have seen her on the hit series Battlestar Galactica as well. On top of starring in such additional shows over the past years as Jake 2.0 and Beggars and Choosers, she's also popped up in titles like Supernatural, Strange Frequency, V, Dark Angel, Exchange Student Zero, and Eureka. Feature film-wise, Keegan Connor Tracy can be seen in such films as Final Destination 2, White Noise, Embrace of the Vampire, Smoke and Aces 2, Duets, and she portrayed Jordan in the films Dead Rising Watchtower and Dead Rising Endgame. Tickets for Horror Hound Weekend are now available. Visit horrorhoundweekend.com to get your tickets today, and be sure to share and tell all your friends. There's some more convention news from the Raleigh SuperCon in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tate Steinsiek, star of Face Off Seasons 1 and 5, has just been announced as a guest for Raleigh SuperCon July 14th through the 16th at the Raleigh Convention Center. Use promo code SUPER20 to save 20% off general admission and VIP tickets for a limited time. Tate Steinsiek is an SFX artist specializing in special effects makeup, prosthetic application, and prop fabrication for the film and television industry. Raleigh SuperCon is 3 days of fun featuring celebrity guests, comic book creators, voice actors, industry guests, cosplayers, artists, writers, panels, Q&As, film and shorts, costume and cosplay contest, vendors, parties, anime, video gaming, and so much more. Over 100 guests will be announced in the weeks and months leading up to the show. Some of the guests already confirmed include Gaten Matarazzo and Caleb McLaughlin from Stranger Things, Jason Mewes from Jay and Silent Bob, Tony Todd from Candyman, plus animation and anime stars, comic book creators, wrestling stars, and so much more, including dozens of cosplay guests, entertainment guests, and fan groups. Check out RaleighSuperCon.com to let them know you're coming. We have this news regarding The Walking Dead via BloodyDisgusting.com. In a unique move, top dating service Match.com has just announced that they'll be hosting online viewing parties of The Walking Dead as episodes air on AMC, hopeful that the new initiative will allow fans of the series to come together and, hey, maybe even find their soulmates and fellow fans. Why, you ask? Well, they've run some tests and determined that this, and this should come as no surprise to anyone, that millennials are 270% more likely than those of other generations to be turned on by someone who watches the same shows as they do. CEO Mandy Ginsberg noticed that we humans are more entertainment obsessed than ever before, and that could be the key to finding true love here on the internet. We realize that with singles in America today, one of the things that they connect with the most is the shows they watch and the ones they love, and we wanted to figure out how to replicate what's happening in the real world on the Match site and on the application. People didn't used to talk about series, but now we all sit down and blow through them pretty quickly, so we think about shows in terms of series, and no one talked like that 5 years ago. If we can have people connect over series, that's something we're very excited about. I think it could change the game in terms of starting real conversations. Match will allow users taking part in the weekly Walking Dead viewing parties to either chat in groups or message one another privately. Hey, you never know, you just might meet your very own Maggie or Glenn. We have a little update from Midnight Syndicate. For the past 20 years, Midnight Syndicate has been an integral part of music in the haunted attraction industry. In celebration of that milestone, composers Edward Douglas and Gavin Goska will be hosting two exclusive and first-ever events at the Transworld Halloween and Attraction Show in St. Louis. On Saturday, March 25th at 10 a.m., Ed and Gavin will be hosting a free panel entitled Midnight Syndicate: Making Music for an Industry. Topics will include tips on effective use of music in haunts, the creative process, legal issues, and a look back at 20 years in the haunt industry. It'll also include a Q&A moderated by Rich Hampf of The Fright Trail. Beginning at noon on Saturday, Gavin and Ed will host a meet and greet at the Midnight Syndicate booth, which is 1222, in their Midnight Syndicate Live concert attire. Guests will have the opportunity to meet the band, take photos, purchase merchandise, and have items autographed free of charge. This meet and greet will mark the first time the duo has held a signing together at a trade show or convention in over 10 years. Get more info at facebook.com/Midnight Syndicate. We have this update from Transworld. With the 2017 Halloween and Attraction Show in St. Louis just a few weeks away, hotels are filling up fast. If you plan to attend, now is the time to book your reservations. The Transworld hotel discount rates expire on February 27th. Please see the hotel page on www.haashow.com for complete details and to book your reservations before it's too late. We have a little news from the Evandale Haunted Barn in Rutledge, Tennessee. It might technically be the winter season, but even now, plans, changes, and additions are being worked out for the 2017 season, and we're setting dates and seeking scare team volunteers who have a passion for scaring the bodily fluids from our patrons. It helps so much if we know ahead of time how many actor spots we have to work with. So, if you've volunteered before or are interested in doing so for the first time, please PM us with your name, age, and area of interest, such as acting, tickets, security, working the doors, etc. Only those ages 16 and up will be accepted, with the exception of those who have helped in the past or who have an adult family member also working in the barn. Also, you must be able to provide your own transportation. I guarantee that you'll have an awesome time, so come join the fun. Don't forget to like and share this information. And check out their Facebook page to send them a message at facebook.com/AvondaleHauntedBarn. And finally, we have this sad news from Legend Park in Mishawaka, Indiana, via abc57.com. Police are investigating a burglary at Legend Park in Mishawaka. Owners Rick and T. Singleton say the thief or thieves stole tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff from all over the property Tuesday night, February 14th. Because of the amount of things taken and the spread out locations they were taken from, Singleton believes it must have taken at least a few hours. Quote, "We've put so much of our lives and so much money into this, it's a real setback," unquote, said Singleton. When an employee entered the Screen Park Wednesday morning, they noticed the door to master control was left open. Computers, hard drives and surveillance cameras, and over 30 walkie-talkies was taken from that room alone. Props including specialty lighting, custom $1,500 masks, and a chainsaw were also taken from the Screen Park. Singleton is offering a $1,000 reward to anyone with information that leads to an arrest. If you have any information, contact Legend Park at 574-256-5656 or the St. Joseph County Police Department at 574-235-9611. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. Gantom.com. Here we go. Okay. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live here in Charlotte, North Carolina at Walker Stalker Con, chatting with all the cool things, the vendors, celebrities, some great cosplayers out here. This one here, oh boy, if I'm not sitting here talking to Andrew Lincoln, I'll eat my hat. Thankfully, I'm not wearing a hat. This is not Andrew Lincoln. It's not Rick Grimes. It's Cecil Grimes. Must be his younger twin brother or something. Actually, it's Cecil Garner, professional cosplayer for Andrew Lincoln, a.k.a. Rick Grimes. My God, you look freaking... You look like him. Let's just say that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So how did you decide, or at what point when you started watching the show did you realize, you know, I kind of resemble this guy?
I never really realized it. I started growing my beard out, and about 3 weeks into it, I couldn't go anywhere without people taking pictures in the grocery store, the gym. You know who you look like. And of course, I was busy at the time, so I only watched one episode of the show and lost track of it. I caught up real quick.
And I'm hoping that episode wasn't where he was clean shaven and it was like, I don't get it.
Yeah, so. Right. That's what it was.
So now you have a booth here, and you've got this very elaborate, you've got guard towers and barbed wire, and there's even a Daryl impersonator here, which is cool, but But you have people coming in and taking pictures with you and chatting with you and all things. It looks like a pretty neat little setup you've got.
Thank you. Yeah, when I won the Walker Stalker Rick Grimes lookalike contest, I started getting offers to come to conventions. And I just didn't feel I had the following yet to sit at a table and try to sell pictures of myself. I wanted to have something more for people to walk into. I built this whole thing in 7 days in my living room.
Wow.
And it was, when you look at it, I mean, it's a full 10 by 20 chain link fence, 16-foot guard tower. It's all PVC polyfoam plastic.
Oh, yeah. I can see the stuff in the back all lit up, everything. It's very impressive.
And it seemed to be...
I know some haunted house owners that would love to have you do their set designs. This is good.
It was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I'll be making a new one here soon.
And where did you build all this? You said in your living room. Where's that?
Melbourne, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Melbourne, Florida. I had to get it ready for a convention, my first convention. And so I had it all built and on the con floor in 7 days. And since then... They like my cosplay, but they love that tower on their floor. So the convention has been featuring me all across the U.S., and now I've got bookings in Europe.
Wow.
They're flying me over.
Well, they say, you know, there's an old legend that Charlie Chaplin once entered a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest and lost, but yet you entered a Rick Grimes lookalike contest and won. How have you met Andrew Lincoln, and if so, what has he thought?
Oh, he's elusive, but I did get to meet him finally Halloween weekend this past year. And a super incredible nice guy. And he was impressed. All he could say was, "Oh, that's so weird." And he took some pictures with us, you know, and he was gone.
Was he with the English accent or not?
He was supporting the English accent that weekend. And it was a great experience. Hopefully next time I'll be able to actually talk to him.
There you go.
Instead of making a couple jokes and then running away.
I've heard some people out here saying, is that his stunt double? My God, that just, you know. I'm serious, folks. If you need to look this guy up, his resemblance is uncanny.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. The response has been amazing, and the coverage now with, you know, being across. I live in Florida. I'm booked in San Francisco. I'm booked. I did Toronto Fan Expo Toronto. That's 140,000 people.
Wow.
In 4 days. They featured me there.
That's August.
That was was it last August?
I believe so.
I actually lost track. I've done 16 conventions in the past year.
Wow.
All and this one's not, but all of them are features except for
this. This is going to become a full time job for you. It seems almost.
Quit the day job back in February.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, right before I went on the Road to Sanctuary tour.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And that's what we got, a documentary and a miniseries underway. And before, I didn't read the comics. So when I created the name Road to Sanctuary, I thought it was a cool name for me going out west on the convention tour and then coming back to Florida, the Road to Sanctuary, trying to get to my brother in Georgia.
Right.
And that's the premise of the story. And now we have Negan and his compounds called the Sanctuary. That was back in March when I did that one. And people are like, "You read the comic." I'm like, "No, I didn't. I just got lucky."
That's mighty coincidental.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I purposely wanted to stay away from anything that I might get in trouble for. But
yeah.
Now they did that.
Those pesky lawyers. Right? You never know. So when people come up to you and everything, what do they mostly ask you about? Or what do they mostly want to pose with you about? Do they want to pose with you just as, you know, with... And are there kids dressed as Carl? Are there mostly people dressed as Negan now? Or people? How are, you know, most fans coming up to you now and just and chatting with you and stuff?
Oh, it's a cross section. You believe the elderly all the way up to little kids across the board. When I go to comic conventions, as opposed to Walker Stalker, which is all Walking Dead, still you have huge responses. And with me bringing in a live zombie every time,
mm-hmm.
and a real
and you've got a very impressive one here, very holiday themed out. It looks like.
Yeah, she's amazing. I got lucky finding her because she's a real talent, and it's like a formula for it to really take hold, because it was just me shooting at the photographer with somebody. It wouldn't have the pull of us to be able to kill a zombie together. And now I'm bringing in special guests. And
right.
Like this is Richard Dixon cosplay. I brought him in. I brought in Chris Twelman from Germany. That's Abraham's spitting image of Abraham.
I saw the pictures over here.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun, and these people are getting a start built on you know, what I've created. So I'm happy to do it.
So do you think at some point there's going to be just a cosplay Walker Stalker Con where just folks like you show up and actual like members of the show don't?
Well. This is all called set play. I jump started this new trend, And
so Set Play Con, let's call it that.
And there's conventions that are actually reaching out to me that want to specifically concentrate on a section of their con for Set Play.
Wow.
So it's going to be something, it's an experiment. And we'll never, ever outdo the stars, but we'll be happy to be a part of it.
There you
and,
go.
And share what we have. It's an art form.
And let's hope the show goes on for the next 10 years, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because who wants to go back to that pesky day job, right?
Oh, man, I've been thinking. I've been thinking. So there's a lot of residuals coming out of this, people I meet.
Keep watching those ratings.
Oh, yeah, right?
So for people wanting more information on Cecil Grimes, a.k.a. Cecil Garner, professional cosplayer for Rick Grimes and The Walking Dead, maybe you see some upcoming con appearances where you're going to be in the next 3, 6, 8 months or so. Media, social media, websites, how can they follow you, maybe come and meet you, get a picture taken, and do all that kind of cool stuff?
The main thing is my website. You can get to everywhere from there, but it's CecilGrimesCosplay.com. My fan page on Facebook. I realized that Cecil Grimes Cosplay, all one word, because if you put it 3 different words, all it does is take you to a closed group of mine, and not my fan page. I found that 2 days ago, so it's all one word. And everything across the board is Cecil Grimes Cosplay, except for Twitter, which is Cecil G Cosplay.
Cecil G Cosplay. You got that check mark yet?
Not yet. Ugh. I am working on it. I'm at 10,000 followers on Facebook and 6,000 across the board. So I'm a fledgling newbie.
There you go.
With people
we
half
all
a million.
We all got to start someplace, right?
But I'm definitely heading the right direction.
There you go. Well, Mr. Grimes, I wish you nothing but success with this. The cosplay, the dress, the beard, everything looks just fantastic. I see you've got some people out here, so we'll let you go and take some pictures with some fans here at Walker Stalker Con in Charlotte. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, and we are out. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at bigscaryshow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.